You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest is here to help listeners who travel for business or pleasure, which is all of us. She is the creator and host of the online Healthy Travel Global Summit, where she has brought together 30 highly respected medical and travel experts to share how you can travel consciously, build a super immunity, and gain massive energy. She is here to share her best healthy travel tips and tricks from her latest book, The Healthy Traveler, 8 Pathways to Smart and Effortless Travel. Please welcome Dr. Robin Benson.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. Now, what are your 8 pathways to healthy travel so we can feel our energy and focus and just feel better while we are doing our thing?
Well, the very first pathway is to be your own best healthcare advocate. And I can think that all my colleagues in the world will share this pathway with me. When I think about all the people that I treat, you know, pilots and flight attendants and people, a lot of truck drivers, people who travel on a regular basis, and all my big-time entrepreneurs, and to say that, you know, when they say to me, oh, my doctor says this or my doctor says that, I said, you know what? You can't wait for your doctor to tell you how to live your life. You know, you need to be, like, in the driver's seat of your, in the pilot seat. You need to be the pilot of your own health destiny. So that means taking care of this incredible vessel that you are and knowing that no one can do, not even I can, not what Dr. Suzanne can do, what you can do for yourself. So it's really, it's very, very simple. All of these 8 pathways are very, very easy. But this is the first one that's most important to mention because if we don't, a part of being your own best self-care healthcare advocate is that self-love. It's really, again, honoring, yes, I'm here on this planet, I'm alive, and I need to really nourish my body on a cellular level. And I really believe, you know, that we are as healthy as our 70 trillion cells. So honor that great job that you can attend to every single day.
Great. Awesome. What's next pathway? What's number 2?
The second one is about reconnecting to the earth on a regular basis. I'm a big earthing queen, and I feel that, again, a big part of the message of this entire book, The Healthy Traveler, is understanding that for you to really feel well in day-to-day life, it has to do with you being in the healthy frequencies of the earth foremost. I call these frequencies the holy spark that actually turns on your cellular health. It's how you function. It's what puts you in a good mood. So when I travel the world and when I talk to audiences and I say, where do you feel the best? It's always outdoors. It's never, oh, I feel great when I'm in a casino in Vegas or, you know, when I've been on my computer for 20 hours at a time. It's never, those are not, you never get those answers. So again, understanding that we are more biologically identical to the earth than anything else. So what's good for the earth is good for our body and vice versa. So earthing. So yes, get barefoot when you can. If you can't do that, thank God there's awesome technology out there that actually mimics the frequencies of the earth. So you can actually bring, I call it, it's like it's bringing the self-care revolution literally indoors when you can't get it outdoors, when you can't get outdoors enough.
Love that.
And yeah, I just want to say, you know, Suzanne, people think that they're outside much more than they are. And I really have, when a new patient comes in, I say, I really want you to document in a 7-day period, how many hours are you outdoors? I'm sure outdoor life, if you're in New York City, is not equivalent to if you're living in the desert in New Mexico or if you're near the beach in California. But the point being, we just need to be outdoors more than we are. Most of us.
I totally agree on that one.
Yes. Yes.
I totally agree on that one. Yeah. 90% of us actually are indoors. That's the actual statistic. 90% of us are indoors. And when I travel, Robin, I often take these, every time I should say, because when I go to a lot of events, you all know that, and speaking engagements and whatnot, and I take my river rocks literally so that even if I'm indoors working, I can use them early morning and I step on it so my feet connect to earth energy. So that's great.
Fantastic. I'm glad you're sharing that now. I don't think you shared that in your amazing interview in the Healthy Travelers Global Summit. That'd be hard to carry a river rock in your suitcase, right?
And no, I still do it because it doesn't matter about the weight. Yeah, I do love making sure that I'm prepared. Now, what's your third pathway?
The third pathway is to eat natural organic food as much as possible when you travel. In other words, I'm really big on talking about food as in terms of its voltage. Like healthy food that grows right from Mother Earth has high voltage. It's alive food. And to organize your travels, like check with Yelp to do the research before you go to find out where a Whole Foods is, to find out where there's a natural grocery store, and to at least take 2 or 3 days worth of food with you on the plane, in your suitcase, on your carry-on. I certainly do. I get at least 3 days of good food that I can actually bring with me. And I always ask for a refrigerator wherever I go. But again, this is really important because a lot of people default away. They get away from their good food habits when they travel. And when in fact, it's really important to continue really good health practices and food choices when you travel. And it's easier to do than you think if you plan ahead, but that's part of being a healthy traveler. It's part of having the consciousness of a healthy traveler at all times.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I am all a true believer of exactly what you're saying as well. And then, of course, your next one is definitely on my list too. Number four,
drink lots of water.
There you go.
Yes, and I do in my Healthy Travelers Blueprint, I mention that people know that they're going on an international flight for several days before. Make sure you're drinking lots of water. And also, a big message is not just drinking water, but eating foods that have a lot of water in it. So, of course, that's going to be vegetables and fruit. A high water content diet is a really good way because it's structured in a way that's easy for your cells to absorb. So water is really, really critical. I think just about any episode that happens on a plane, whether it's deep vein thrombosis or it's some type of heart issue or, pain or you get lots of swelling, a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are dehydrated. And the other part of that, which I know you know very well too, Suzanne, is there are a lot of people who can drink a lot of water, but they're not necessarily absorbing it. So a big message about hydration is making sure that you get water with minerals. Even a pinch of sea salt is an excellent choice. And I also love, I know that there's emergencies you can buy in health food stores, but I really particularly like something called Oxalate because I have found it to be much more bioavailable. It's cleaner. It's a better natural sugar source.
Got it. Yeah, I love what you're saying. We talk a lot about that on our interview. So you can go to drsuzanne.com/healthy travel, drsuzanne.com/healthy travel, and watch 30 of us talk about all the different things that you need to do. We still have just a couple more minutes. We have 4 more to go, so let's go through them quickly.
Well, the fifth one is pretty obvious, to be active, to stay active. I mean, gosh, it is not only that when you're traveling to be active, but you want to be fit before you travel. It doesn't matter, what age you are. You just want to have this, again, part of being a healthy traveler is, again, this mindset, this consciousness of how you're traveling through everyday life, not just when you're in planes, trains, buses, but you want to be fit because, you can walk a mile in the airport just to get to, your taxi, so to speak.
But to
spend more time being in shape, but also to integrate your fitness schedule in your travel. And I'm not saying go on to use treadmills inside hotels. Get outside. Really key. Get outside.
Right. Number six.
Number six has to do with all about sleep. I could talk for hours on this because sleep is. It's so critically important for our health. And when we travel, we go into hotels. Hotels are notorious for electromagnetic pollution. There's Wi-Fi. You're getting the TV and all the electronics from your neighbors. You have to learn electro-hygiene your life. So unplug everything in your head when you travel.
Thank you, Dr. Robin. There's so much. I can't believe. You know what? Get the book, The Healthy Traveler, Always to Smart and Effortless Travel. And you can also go to drsuzanne.com/healthy travel.